Richard, I'll go back to when you were fishing, and it would have been 1960s, mid-60s sometime.
That's right.
What kind of wage would you earn that time, Richard?
Well, the week's wages back then was £6.10. It wasn't a lot, but it was the first week's wages. When it's the first week's wages you earn, it's a whole lot.
Oh, you think it's precious, like gold.
Yeah, definitely. A big change from then till today. It would be nearly that an hour now, I suppose.
Oh,
yeah.
But you often rode from here over to Winnipeg.
I did indeed. I was 14 years of age. And when I was 15, I went over and back on my own in the Curragh, and a boat with an outboard engine on her.
Up to the shop in
Winnipeg. Yeah, the shop, yeah.
Did you go further up to Winnipeg?
Yeah. Well, you'd go up to the post office. That time the post office was up at the crossroads in Winnipeg. John Joe Breslin had it. And you went to Johnny McFadden's garage for your petrol for the engine, for the outboard engine, and the oil to mix the petrol and all that.
Go on, Richard.
It would have been 55, 56, the outboard engines sort of came into light around here. Before that, it was all rowing.
Yeah.
The man, Hugh Boyd, who was the ferryman, he would have been the first man to have a wee outboard engine on the boat. And at that time, they were just a straightforward engine. There was no gear on them, no neutral or nothing.
No.
You couldn't even leave her running at the side of the pier. You had to stop her and start off again in the new.